Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Sant. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Mitchell. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Carew reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to home to get Smalley. Carew moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Bry moves to third. Randall moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley is hit by the pitch. Bry scores. Randall moves to third. Braun moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Sant reaches second base with a double. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1 Twins. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sant fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Cubbage goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a fly ball into right field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sant hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing second base. Tommy Sant now playing shortstop. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McMullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bry moves to third. Randall moves to second. One out. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Sal Bando now playing shortstop. Tommy Sant now playing second base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry scores. Randall scores. It's 10-1, Twins. Stan Bonson now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 11-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0-for-2 in the game. Ten Arche takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bry moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bando scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hosley moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hosley moves to third. North moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hughes. Hosley scores. North moves to third. McMullen moves to second. It's 11-2, Twins. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. North tags and scores. McMullen tags and moves to third. One out. It's 11-3, Twins. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sant hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.